We're glad you're along here for Friday, the 27th of the month. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've probably seen the picture come across your Facebook or other social media at some point this winter, a sign that reads, "Hell," with icicles hanging off the bottom. Don't worry, it's not a sign of the end times. It's just pointing you in the direction of Hell, Michigan, a small community northwest of Ann Arbor. And while Hell might be frozen over, it's a hot commodity on the real estate market. And for the price of $999,666, you could own a piece of it, but you'll have to beat our next guest to it. Anthony DVS is the producer of the Damned Art Exhibition in Detroit. He's launched a Kickstarter campaign to buy most of the hamlet of Hell, including its iconic Scream's Ice Cream Shop, from its unofficial mayor, John Colone. I spoke with Anthony yesterday about his plans for the project and started out asking him about the Damned Art Exhibition, which he's been putting on in Detroit for the past 8 years.
In short, Damned is an exhibition of that art that artists generally create during their more darker introspective moments or shadowed moments, you can say, which is often the more powerful and enlightened pieces in the artist's personal collections. It can sometimes convey their own personal pains, but as well as their triumphs, and definitely often it reflects a journey for either their new path towards their personal redemptions, or perhaps it's just an emanation of the story that they were caught in at the moment in their lives.
So what sparked this idea to buy this part of Hell, Michigan?
Well, we've been looking for a property in the Detroit area for quite a few years, particularly either a church, an old abandoned church, or a warehouse, or some old building to create a new home for our events, but as well as a performance art space. And then on Friday the 13th, we saw that portions of the City of Hell went for sale. So we thought, why not take our ideas and just literally take it to Hell? And our idea has expanded just a little bit in the sense of the possibility of creating a performance art space out there, not to replace what is currently out in Hell, Michigan, but to kind of enhance what's already been happening out there with the events and such, to give it an enclosed space to provide possibly greater opportunities for larger productions and larger events and festivals and concerts, as well as our own themed performance events.
What kind of plans do you have for Hell if you end up purchasing this land?
Mainly that, to start off with, is to build an enclosed space in the back lot area, which currently right now is a putt-putt range. Unfortunately, that will go, so unfortunately, sorry to any fans of putt-putt.
Miniature golf isn't a terribly satanic activity.
No. Well, it all depends on how badly you play, I guess.
I suppose.
But our first plan would be to build an enclosed space out there and to start hosting and start producing some of our own events, but also talking with some of the existing events that already happen in the area, like the Hearst Fest and such, to hopefully work with them to enhance their events.
Anthony DVS is the producer of the annual Damned Art Exhibit in Detroit. We're talking about his efforts to raise money to purchase a part of Hell, Michigan for a new exhibit and performance space. What kind of reaction have you gotten so far, either from other artists or from the public?
Generally, the reaction has been very positive and uplifting in the sense of people that have patronized our events for the past 8 years and also people that we've worked closely with. They're very supportive. We're very fortunate that we do work with a large group of talented artists, performers, and just talented people in general to create our shows every year. We do it without any corporate support whatsoever. It's just a pure endeavor of love and for what we're instilled as an artist to do.
You're doing a fundraiser through Kickstarter for the project. So far, you've raised close to $50,000, but you're ultimately hoping to raise $1.3 million to purchase the property and start construction on the performing art space. Are you hopeful you'll be able to raise that much money?
We've always been hopeful from the beginning. This was a fundraiser based on, I guess, on fate. And we're allowing fate to kind of guide us in this, and whether it happens or not. If we were able to reach our goal with the Kickstarter, then we would fully move forward and start incorporating our ideas and start working with a variety of people to go forward with our plans. But in the case if it does not, then we'll just continue doing what we've been doing for the past 8 years in Detroit and producing shows. And it's just it's an interesting adventure, to say the least.
Now, the big question is, will we still be able to get our ice cream cones from hell?
Oh, definitely. I can guarantee that there will always be ice cream in hell.
That's great. We've been talking about a Kickstarter campaign organized by a group of Detroit artists who are hoping to raise $999,666 to purchase property in the hamlet of Hell, Michigan. We've been talking to Damned Art Exhibit producer Anthony DVS. Thank you, Anthony.
And thank you very much.